Oh, there. Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? If you can put in the chat that you can hear me, or yeah, emojis are good. That's good. I am Coach Dina. I am here to share with you about accountability. The call is called How to Make Group Accountability Work for You. I have Coach Shannon here with me too. If she can raise her hand, she will be in the chat with you. She will also be in the Q&A. Coach Shannon, if I could only just, there you are. Promote to panelists. Coach Shannon will be with you in the chat. She's going to be typing in caps. She is not yelling at you. It's just so that you know that she's there. I'm also going to enable the transcript. How do I do that? Show captions. Closed caption is turned on. You can enable them yourself in the lower part of your screen if you want to see that. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. I have my holiday hair going on. This happens every December. I put a splash of red because why not? Because it's fun. So be sure to say hello in the chat and make sure that you have it set to everyone so that everyone can see your chat. We're going to be talking about how to make group accountability work for you. You know that we work hard here at No BS to make it a stupid easy, right? For you to lose weight and for you to just understand how the whole process works. We talk about accountability very, very often. It is for a reason. It works. It's awesome. And it really will help you with your weight loss goals. I am Coach Dina. Oh, I should change my name too. That's another thing that I can do. All of these little homework things here, rename so that you know who I am. All these household duties that we have to do. So I'm Coach Dina. That means that I am a coach here in No BS. That means that I work with one-on-one clients who have invested to work with a coach. You'll also see me on Facebook. You'll see all of the coaches in Ask Coaches. We go in there and we answer your questions. If you have a question, you can pop it in the membership website, nobswomen.com. Shannon is going to put that link for you for private coaching and for Ask Coaches so that you can see what that's all about and you get to know more about your member benefits. I'm excited because in this call, I will share with you some thoughts about accountability. We're going to talk about how to sign up for an accountability group or partner. And the most exciting thing is that I have No BS women like you who are currently in an accountability group who will share with you what their experience is like. If you're not in one, maybe they'll tempt you to hop in. The water is fine. Another thing, if you are in an accountability, they're going to be sharing some things with us so that you can make it even better because they have been around the block and know a thing or two. Okay, so accountability is really essential, right, for your success. So let's find out how to do it. I'm going to share my screen so that I can tell you like how easy it is. I love that we talk about making everything doable. With my clients, I always call it stupid easy. We're going to make it stupid easy. So let me share my screen and let's see if this works. So exciting. If you are in the chat or if you can give me an emoji, do you see the screen? Do you see my screen that it is on nobswomen.com? All righty. So very easy. All you have to do is you go to the member website. NoBSWomen.com. And then on the menu bar, you see here, it says number 5, Facebook and accountability groups. How easy is that? We hit that. And then you hit the button, join an accountability group. That will not automatically make you join an accountability group. That's going to take you to the page and my website, a SoundCloud. And you'll see this page. When you're here, what you can do is you hit the sign up now button. There's so many goodies in here that you can look at other accountability groups to inspire you. There's information about what accountability is, but we're going to talk about that today. And you get to see pictures of Heidi, who is our accountability specialist. She's the one that matches you up. And several times on the page, you'll see the button, sign up now. That's all you have to do. You hit that button and it takes you to a sign up sheet where we'll ask you some questions, names, some preferences, and then we sign you up. How easy is that? Super easy. Super easy. So I want to talk to you about accountability. There's four things that I want to share with you just for you to toggle your mind so you can keep in mind. You can think about this. Accountability, essential to your success. And let me tell you four things, right, that you'll have to consider when you're thinking about accountability. First, there's commitment. Commitment to yourself and to the people that you're going to start this little journey with, right? We suggest that you test it out for at least 30 days. Why? Because sometimes you need to like grow into your space and with each other, get to know each other. So give it at least 30 days to begin with, even when times get tough, right? Accountability is not only for your perfect days. Accountability is there just to make a commitment, just to start learning about yourself and about each other. Second, participation. Accountability is not a one-way street. This means listening to your group members and then also listening to what they have to say to you, because you can get some really great feedback, suggestions when you're in an accountability group. The other one, my favorite, transparency. In order for accountability to work, we need to be open and honest about ourselves. The thing that I love about No BS is that I always say it's like you're getting a PhD about yourself, right? We go through life not understanding our likes, our dislikes, why we do what we do. Accountability is like a great way to start doing that. Start being transparent with yourself, with other people. Like, yeah, why did I have that overeat? What are my obstacles? What can I do that can be just a little level up? You start to understand all these things without judgment. It's amazing. The other final portion that I'd like for you to consider is that air of teachability, right? How teachable are you? Being accountable means being open to learning and growth. It means being able to listen, right, to others and to learn from our own mistakes. No judgment. No judgment, but we're learning things, right? We're figuring these things out. And that's where accountability can really help. Now, I would love to have my panelists join me because they have been in it and they are great examples of how to do this. And I have some exciting people. I can't wait for you to meet them. We have Katie. Come up on screen. Join us now. And I will promote you to panelists. You can hit unmute and share your video. I have Mish. I have Harriet. I have Sonia. This is so exciting. You guys can unmute as you come in and say a holla. Hi.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting more excited. I get more and more excited. Okay. And then I have Ashanti. Where are you, Ashanti? Ashanti, I don't see your name. I think you're one of the phone numbers. But if you can raise your hand, that would be amazing. Huh. Audio issues? Why are there audio issues? Oh, there you are. Okay, I gotcha. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
I'm so happy to see you. This is exciting. Yes, everybody is unmuted and has their video going. Ashanti is coming. Do you need a little help? Let me see if I can see if I can ask you to share your video. There we go. We'll wait for her. But as we get started, there you are. Hi. Look at, you know, the reason why I love panel calls is so that everybody can see the wonder of our membership. Like, look around. These are the people that are in the No BS membership. And these are the people that you could be in a group with. Like, this is so exciting because I think we're so used to seeing Corinne, we're used to seeing coaches, but look at the vast beauty here. And not only that, like the vast knowledge, right? And everybody has been in their journey and they have stuff to say. Katie, it is amazing. Katie is here. Raise your hand, Katie.
Hi.
Because how long have you been a No BS member?
So I joined the membership after the Jumpstart in September. I was bootstrapping it a little bit before that with the podcast, but my sister, she's been a member for several years. And so I've learned a lot from her as well.
But I saw your post in the membership and I was like, Katie needs to be like on this call because Katie just joined and she is in an accountability group and she made a post about her accountability group and how amazing it is. And I'm like, yes, this is how we do it. Like, no fear. Just jump right in.
Yeah.
So good to have you here. Tell us about your, we're going to go around. So now, you know, we know your name, Katie. Do you have a name for your accountability group? I would love to hear if you all have names because they're so fun when you hear them. And then, what is one thing that has helped you with your weight loss journey? I'm going to go around and ask everybody that, like your accountability group, how big you are, your name, and what is one thing that has helped you by joining an accountability group in your weight loss journey? Katie, you can start us off.
All right. Thank you. So we were tossing around a couple of different names. And when you said, hey, would you like to join the panel? I was like, we have to vote. We need to figure out our name. So we've decided that we are the Future Five. We frequently talk about our future self, future Katie showing up, going for a walk when it's cold outside or those kinds of things. So we're the Future Five, five of us. We are all moms of variety of ages, but that is something that we all have in common. And the accountability group has helped me a lot with my weight loss in that I plan every day. And if I don't plan, my group, we're using Facebook Messenger and Marco Polo, and my group will tag somebody in our Facebook Messenger chat so that it'll ping us and be like, hey, haven't seen your plan or haven't heard from you. And that keeps us accountable to one another. So they know that I need to post my plan every day and they tag me if I haven't posted by about 9 a.m.
And what are the basics, right? Like, I hate to ascribe like which basic is the power one or what isn't, because they're all, you know, they're four basics for a reason, but planning, secret sauce, right? Mm-hmm. Planning is really, really essential. Thank you so much. So we're going to go around and I'm going to ask Mish the same question and then Sonia and then Harriet and then Ashanti. So you guys can not be like, what? My turn? Huh? So Mish, introduce yourself, your group. And yeah.
Sure. Well, and it's great because in contrast to Katie, I joined back in 2018. So I've, you know, I feel like way before anything. But I've been in accountability groups in all different forms, from kind of larger groups with Marco Polo, some of these kind of Facebook unofficial subgroups that we've formed, Zoom meetups. I currently have two groups that I'm involved with. One is just with two individuals, and one is with a larger group. I think there might be eight of us all together, but maybe only five at a time again. And both of those are Zoom based. So those are just how they've, and I've actually never been in a group with an exciting name.
It's okay.
No, but I take that back. That is untrue because right now, the current one that I actually really enjoy, and I want to give a shout out to Lori Keller, because this was just kind of a group post or a post that had started in Facebook. I can't remember who the first person was, but a number of us kind of jumping in on, yeah, that's me too. That's me too. And then we're like, hey, they set up a Facebook group. We just joined. And it's really a very simple, did you make your plan? Did you assess it? You know, and not everybody posts, but I read it every day because I see Lori post it every day. So thank you for that, because it always just reminds me. I'm just like, yeah, I'm right with you. So just, you know, really thinking about those kind of different from the super personal, you know, sharing our life stories on Marco Polo to these like kind of Facebook ones where, you know, I'm not even sure Lori knows who I am, but, you know, like I think about her every day.
That's amazing, right? I mean, we can get inspiration, right? That's so important because yeah. if you see someone who is doing it, you kind of start considering like, maybe I could do that too. Yeah, that's a good point. Sonia, tell us about your group and how joining an accountability group has helped you with your weight loss journey.
Hey, good morning. Buenos dias, everybody. I'm so excited to be here. And before I start, I just want to say I'm here because of all the people that started before me, all the people that encouraged me and inspired me when I was a new no BS woman. So I actually joined January 2019. And like Mish, I've been in several accountability groups. And I think from everyone, I've been able to take something away, whether we stayed long or we kind of dwindled off. There's always something that I took away from it and hopefully something I offered to them as well. I'm currently in No BSing Women. That is our name. No BSing Women. And we've been together since about March of 2021. So this March will be 2 years. And I think what's helped me with my weight loss is that we all have something in common. We all speak the same language. We're all perfectly imperfect. And I think the more we're willing to share and show up as who we are, the more we provide that space for everyone to show up. I did ask this group to give me some insight for this call. And I think what we all kind of came up with and agreed with was that we all kind of take turns taking the lead, that we don't leave it on one person. Mm-hmm. And kind of just like, oh, you know, well, they haven't showed up or they haven't done. It's like as life happens, we all kind of pick up, you know, the leadership role, if you will. And it just organically happens that way. And I think we all agreed that that's why we've stayed together so long. And then I also have another partner. Shout out to Michelle. We became partners because we were going to go to camp together. We didn't know each other. I reached out for a roommate and she responded. And we've been together since May camp of 2021, and we're still together. And her and I, it's a one-to-one partnership. And again, I think with her and I, it's just being authentic and being real and just showing up when we don't want to show up. Mm-hmm. And then I'm super excited about this one. Ashanti is part of this one. I just reached out to the subgroup Women of Color, and it had an amazing response. And so we haven't given it a name yet because we're all kind of on a trial basis, but it's been an amazing experience to have an all women of color group. So, yeah.
I love that there's different varieties of groups that you can be a part of. Ooh, I think I hit my mic. But that's a great thing to point out. Several of you, Mish and Sonia, you have different things, different groups for different needs that you have. That is so great. That's just like our friend group in our lives, right? We have different, you know, like I'm married. I can't rely only on that relationship for all of my needs. Sometimes I need my, you know, my girlfriend group. I need my accountability group. No BS. Yes, that's perfect. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Harriet, how about you?
Hi, good morning. So I came into No BS in April of 2019. So I'm an OGer. And like Mish and Sonia, I've had a couple of different accountability groups. And they've ebbed and flowed. But currently, I have two. One of them has been since October of 2019. And we're the Fab Four. And then my other accountability group, the We Slay All Day, we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary, and I'm really excited because we're all going to camp. But I think the biggest thing is not being on this journey by yourself, because losing weight can be a very, and getting healthier can be very lonely, especially I'm in a family with all skinny minis. And so having people there that are committed, that will, and one of my groups is more friendshipy with no BS, and my other group is no BS with the friendships coming. So they're a nice balance. But just having other people who you can talk about the Ben and Jerry's at 11 o'clock at night, and to know that you're not alone, and you're not, you know, that other people do these things, and you're not judged, and you get advice and inspiration, and it's only no BS. We're not talking Weight Watchers. We're not talking Jenny Craig. We're not talking whatever stupid diet book is out there. It's pure no BS. And it has been a game changer for me.
And there's so much content in no BS that I think that when you spread it out too, when you understand, like, oh, you took the self-love course, that's amazing. What did you learn from that? Like, mm-hmm. you can get cliff notes, right, from there. You can gain knowledge from that. And yeah, I really appreciate you saying that, Harriet. That's a good point. Another thing that I wanted to point out too is that whole, and I think each one of you have pointed out that you don't need to be perfect. We hear Corinne on the calls saying that, modeling that. But I think that sometimes we have like that little disconnect, but you know, Corinne, right? Like she can do it. And surely she does not have urges. She constantly shares. I do. But I think it's difficult sometimes to hear it. But when you hear others in your group, like, yeah, it is the real. Like, this is what is happening. But this is what I'm thinking. Or I need help. And you can toggle your mind into helping them. Or even when they come up with ideas, it's like, look, there we go. We can do this. Those are really good points. Ashanti, how are you? Share with us.
Hey there. Hey, everyone. So the way that my group has helped with my weight loss journey, it has given me the support to explore traumas that I've experienced in the past and explore how my past may be specifically affecting my habits and my eating patterns. So my group is great mm-hmm. about helping to reinforce the four basics. We check on each other. My journey has also helped me to lose a ton of mental weight that was unexpected mm-hmm. but needed. And I also overcome several negative eating patterns. It's not easy, but doing it with an accountability group makes it even easier. Lets me know that I'm not alone. I really enjoy my accountability group.
And I know that you've also been in different ones, right? Like you've tried different types of groups. That is also something that we love to share, because there's this stigma of like, I joined a group, it didn't work. Now what? It must not be for me. But can you share of how like you've had different ones too?
Absolutely. So I joined in August of 2018. So over the years, I have had a number of different accountability groups. Sometimes it's not a good fit, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I think the important part there is just to communicate clearly so that it doesn't create any confusion or distraction mm-hmm. from what our primary goal is, which is supporting each other and losing weight. But yeah, so there's some friendshipy ones that I have. I have a friend in New York that I absolutely love that will Marco Polo, will call, will text. It doesn't matter. And then I have some that are more no BS focused, which is awesome. I'm currently in the group with Sonia. I don't think we have a real good jazzy name yet, but we will. And just like somebody says, if you don't check in or you're not consistent with your plan, there's somebody that holds you accountable to that. And I think that is really key to feel comfortable in a group where you can be vulnerable and transparent. If this is where I am, I don't feel comfortable creating a plan, then we'll dig in the reasons why and help you walk mm-hmm. it through. And it's no judgment there. The lack of judgment is very welcoming to know that I can come as I am to the group and then have them to support me where I am and then work towards whatever my goal is. My goal is different from anybody else's, and they respect that. So yeah, the accountability group has been a key game changer in no BS for me.
And I know that there's also this thought of like, well, you know, I'm a lone wolf. Like, I'm going to do no BS all by myself because I know, you know, like, I don't like asking for help. I know that I just work better on my own. I know that there's a lot. Me too. I used to have that. I don't think I fully understood that. If anybody would like to expand on that thought, what do y'all think about that?
Yeah, I will jump in because that was my response, Dina, when you asked me to join this panel. I was like, oh, no, not me. And some of it is because I have been the ungraceful one in exiting and just sort of ghosting away. And some of that, you know, Ashanti, as you were talking, it reminded me, I think my journey has really been a lot about body connection and social connection. And as somebody like I, you know, social anxiety, here I am. So just that whole idea of being part of these groups. And, you know, I had the fantasy of like, oh, I'm going to find my best friend and skip to camp and, you know, all of that fantasy. And I'm like, and so anyway, my very first group was actually around exercise. So even though that's not, but it, you know, at the time I could barely, you know, get off of the floor. I mean, I was struggling with some issues, and there was just a small group of us that had, you know, really working through like just that physical stuff. But, you know, I'm sorry, kind of get it. Anyway, it was, I had approached it with such like, I have to be the only one here doing this. You know, everybody else is really focused on no BS. And here I am focused on my physical pain. And, you know, and so it was, you know, thank you, Vern Rouser. This was her, and it was just she put a Facebook post out, and I was just like, oh, I've never done this. I'm just going to respond and join, you know, and it was, you know, so scared, and something that, you know, it's that vulnerability of reaching out for help. And I really feel like that's what I've learned here of even how to, you know, and I apologize to some of my early groups because I wasn't graceful in exiting and I got freaked out and I, you know, all of that. And then the wonderful thing is this community, because people are still there for you. And, you know, we're all making mistakes and getting better. So just keep trying and trying again and figuring out like what your needs are, because there are other lone wolves that we can be together
with. Yeah. And it's that inner voice, right? I heard you a couple of times say, but I kept thinking, like, if there's that little inner voice that you're thinking, if you're listening to this and you're like, I wish I kind of want an accountability group or try out a partnership, but I don't know what that's all about. Like, all of us have been there, and the people that you will meet, I mean, this is why I love to invite you all. I cannot get enough of this panel. Like, I just love seeing you all here, hearing your stories. This is who is in the membership. You know, I think we envision like these perfect beings in no BS, and surely I cannot be a part of them because, oh my gosh, you know, I have stuff. Not true. Like, we are all in this together. We're all very supportive. We all have the same goal, and you can ask. I would love to, we only have a few minutes left, but like, if you guys are doing something really exciting in your group, maybe not even really exciting, like tell us some things that are working in your group that are really helpful. Yes, I would love to hear.
Okay. So in my We Slay All Day group, every month, whether like, because we've all been around the block a bit. So if the monthly theme that Corinne and the whole tribe is working on isn't speaking to us, we come up with our own challenges. So, and we've had month-long challenges, like November and December for the holidays was, okay, we're sharing our plans, our assessments. And then like right now, we're leaving two bites behind. Pick a meal and you're leaving two bites behind. We have, I think my favorite one was the weeks of no box, no bags, no cartons, where everything had to be put on a plate. Cause we like, there were a bunch of like talking about our discovery worksheets where, okay, I just grabbed the bag of Fritos and I started eating out of it, or I grabbed the pretzels or my, you know, and so we just make up little things. We're all creative. We, you know, we put it out there. What are you thinking about? Who needs to work on what? And then we come up with something that we can all make it fit, whether it's like the leave two bite behind. Some of us are leaving it at lunch, some are at dinner, but just like doing those kind of things to keep the momentum, to keep the connected and the commitment.
Yeah. Like little challenges like that. I love it. Ashanti, how about you?
Absolutely. So I remember participating in a virtual award ceremony with one of my accountability groups, the Thinkers. Shout out to the Thinkers. And that allowed us to celebrate the small wins. It was really fun. We got to dress up like we're going to the Oscars. We were on Zoom call. But it felt good to identify positive habits and quick wins in a smaller group as opposed to the large group where you can kind of get lost in the sauce. So by celebrating in such a grand fashion, it allows us to share in the wins of others and also serve to support an environment of understanding and compassion. It was really fun.
Oh, how fun. I love that. Like wrist.
Yes.
Katie, I know that your post mentioned something that you all were doing. What are you all doing? Share with us.
Yeah. Similar to what Harriet was talking about, our group decided to do our own focus. And we decided that because we all joined right at the end of September, early October. And we haven't all been doing well with our habit trackers, and we wanted to have a solid set of data so that when we kick off the new year, we know where to focus. Mm-hmm. And so we said, you know, we're not going to try and do anything more than really nail down our data. So we have data December, and we're trying to hold each other accountable to making our assessments every day so that we can have our real data to start finding those little 1% in January. We're not going to worry about it necessarily this month. We're just going to focus on the data December.
Delicious data December. I love it. Yeah. And that focus is probably really, really important. Sonia, do you have any fun things that you guys do?
Well, similar to the other ladies, we either take on the monthly challenge or kind of tweak it or adjust it. And I think for us, I mean, going with your title, how to make the accountability groups work for you. I think at the end of the day, that's what's key for us. But if we're working on plans, it doesn't have to all look the same way. You know, if one of our members is like, I'm just going to type it in. Right into the Facebook, because we have Facebook, we have Zoom, we have Marco Polo, we have all the options. So it doesn't have to look the same for all of us. It just depends what season of our journey we're in. And so I think that's what's made our group so amazing and so successful, is that if we're working on plan, we each get to show up what it looks like for us in that moment. So if it's using the NoBS planner, great. If it's just writing it in, great. If it's just saying it out loud in Marco Polo, like, we're going to support you with whatever's working for you.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mish, do you have any things that you would like to add as we
close out? I like the study focus. So going through courses or things as a group and just sort of agreeing, okay, this week, let's all try to make it through these videos and then post a reaction or, you know, something that you learned from it. And that has just been so helpful, both from what others learn, but also, you know, keeping me accountable and on track to actually follow through and do the courses and the workshops.
Yeah, so it's like a double whammy, right? You get the cliff notes and then you get accountability of like actually going through it. That's such a good idea. Did you know that NoBS also does Level Up? So all of the membership has gotten a survey this past Tuesday in your email. I know. I used to do this too. You don't read your emails. Open your email. Tuesday, we got an email about accountability groups and whether you are in one, whether you are not in one. We want to see like what's out there. Like, how can we understand, right? We're doing data December, Katie, but with accountability. So check out your email that you got on Tuesday. It's just like a little, not even more than 5 questions of I'm in one, I'm not in one. Why am I not in one? Because we really want to focus on bringing that to you all so that you understand how it can work with your weight loss. Tomorrow we have coaching with Corinne or maybe another coach. I'm not sure, but we're talking about money mindset during the holidays, which is very important. We also have a Queen's Club coaching call, which is if you have lost 25 pounds or more, you can raise your hand during the call and get coached. And you can find all of the information, the times on nobswomen.com on the training calendar. I have invited these lovely women so that you can see, I'm going to say it again, so that you can see who is in your membership. Aren't they cool? Like, I just want to hang out all afternoon with you all. Can we? cool. And these are the type of women that you meet, you know, in the mm-hmm. membership. You see, we see each other on the Facebook group, but, you know, post letters. You don't really, and sometimes we post selfies and pictures, but did you hear them? Like, aren't they just so cool? I just think you all are so cool. You all are the best. Thank you so much for coming on the call, sharing your strength, your beauty, your power, your knowledge, and, you know, enticing people to do the thing, right? Sign up for accountability. You all have a good, it's in the books. We're done. We did it. Let's do a smile because I want to take a picture. All right. Have a good afternoon. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks.